Just want to say Merry Christmas, everyone. Happy birthday, Jesus. And before we start, I know it's going to be a distraction. Primark, and they've all sold out. Okay, but maybe next year. Now, Vaughan's off to Christchurch next week, and he's going to be teaching people how to teach the Bible. When he does stuff on teaching kids the Bible or all-age talks, he says, make sure it's visual, make sure it's big. And if you're sitting in the balcony today, it's lovely, isn't it? It does mean the budget's a bit tight. So instead of a big, wonderful, massive visual aid, we've got two very small pocket-sized. I like to call them fun-sized. That's me trying to make it sound fun to myself. So we've got two fun-sized visual aids. And hopefully, the teeny-weeny visual aids that fit in my pockets, hopefully, they'll tell us something about the big, massive, wonderful message of Christmas. Now, before we think about the story or what the story means for us, let's make sure we know the story. Hands up if you know the answer. Very simple question. What's the baby called? Anyone? Yes? Well done. You've got very good mums and dads. Okay. The mum, what was she called? Anyone? Yes? Your daddy goes, no, not Jesus. No, no. At the back. Mark, you need to work on that. Mary, well done. Okay, where was the baby born of Mary? Where was the baby born? Anyone? James, do you know? In a stable. Where was the stable? We've got a good hand here. Yes? Bethlehem, well done. Who were the first people that came to visit the baby? Sophia? Shepherds, well done. Wise men came. They brought some gifts. Anyone know what the gifts are? Were? Yes? Frankincense, gold, and well done, Mum, for prompting that one. Myrrh, last question. What's the baby's dad called? Yes. Oh, no, not Joseph. Not Joseph. But well done, though. I don't want you to cry on Christmas Day. Joseph was his adopted daddy. This baby's daddy was God. Now, growing up, I knew the story. Growing up, I loved Christmas. I loved it, but I didn't believe it. Born, I do believe it now. Just. Now, I didn't believe the story because a virgin birth sounds crazy. You need a mummy and a daddy to make a baby. This story says that there was no daddy. There was just a mummy. And I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it at all until the thing that verse 18 talks about I looked into. Verse 18, have a look at verse 18. It says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. This story isn't written as a fairy tale. It's not written as make-believe. This story is written as something that people saw and actually happened. This is how the birth of Jesus came about. This is the events that actually happened. This story is history. And when I was a bit older than some of you and a bit younger than lots of you, I looked into this story and I realized it was a true story. And our little visual aids are going to help us to understand a bit about them. Now, visual aid number one, I said they were small. There it is. I put some keys on it to make it look bigger. It's a key ring. It's a torch, but not only is it a torch, it is also, look at the ceiling, it is a red laser pointer. Now, Jesus came into the world as the Messiah, verse 18 tells us. He's the Messiah. It's a posh word for king, boss, ruler. Jesus came as the one to show us the way, like you would follow this red laser pointer. He came into the world to be our boss, to show us how to live. Now, you hear that and you scratch your head and you think, that's not very good news. I don't want someone to be my boss. I don't want someone to tell me what to do. I want to do what I want when I want. But the sad reality is, I live that way lots of the time. And I make other people hurt. I think I'm really clever and I make myself happy. I make others happy. But time and time again, I make people hurt. Not only do I hurt other people, I hurt myself. I think living my way will make me happy. But the reality is, the truth is, I'm not a very good boss. I make myself sad. I make myself unhappy. I make bad decisions. And the message of Christmas is Jesus came into the world to show us the way to live. He's the King. He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. He's the boss we need to give us life to the full. Now, the Bible says me living my life my way is called sin. It's Christian jargon for pushing God out of our lives, of saying, I'm in charge, no to what you say. And the Bible says that has consequences. And that's where the second name of Jesus comes into play. Now, I'm quite excited about this visual aid. It's a tiny bit bigger. It's not as big as I wanted. Do ask me later about what I wanted to buy. £648 on eBay. It would have been the talk to end all talks. Okay, you would have been talking about this literally to your dying day. Maybe on your dying day, you'd have been talking to God saying, that talk reminded me of the thing I need to trust at this moment. But anyway, we've got this instead. Very tiny, very pathetic. Now, it holds my keys. Now, just imagine, there you are. You drop your keys in water. That would be a problem, wouldn't it? And the Bible says we're in trouble with God. The consequence of me living my life my own way is that I'm in trouble with God. Now, this guaranteed on the packet, it would take 15 seconds to work. What I was going to buy. That is rubbish, isn't it? That's why we should never stick to budgets, okay? Now, that is disappointing. What I was going to buy, it was this big. One of those life rafts that you get in the boat. Do you know, you pull the cord and... What this was meant to do, this was meant to go, let's give it a shake to help it. This said, do not let it come into contact with water because it could go off in your pocket. Isn't that ridiculous? Oh, here we go, here we go. Here's the magic. £2 well spent on eBay, that was. What is that? If any of you are sailors, do not buy a boo boy. They don't work. If you've bought one of these and you drop your keys in water, bye-bye keys. Now, the point was, verse 21, give him the name Jesus because he will save us from our sins. My sin, living life my way, has consequences. I make people hurt. I hurt myself. But above all, I hurt God. And worse than that, I make God cross. God is angry for me living my life my way, hurting myself, hurting others. Even though he's given me a king to show me the way, I still live my life my way. But the Bible says Christmas is such good news because God sent a savior. A savior who came into the world to be a much more effective savior than this was to my keys. Jesus came into the world and he grew up and he died on a cross. And his death worked. He died in my place. He died in your place to save us from our sins. That's why Jesus came, to save us. That's why Jesus died to save you. And that's why Christmas is such good news. Jesus came into the world to be our boss, to help us to live life to the full, life to the max. So maybe be a bit selfish this Christmas time. Be a bit selfish and stop living for yourself and start thinking, what does Jesus tell me? Because he came to be your boss and he is a good boss, a wonderful boss. And if we listen to him and follow him, well, life will be much better now and forever. And this Christmas, when you're opening presents, remember this present, which finally worked. Remember that Jesus came into the world to save you, to give you life now and forever, by forgiving us, by giving us friendship with God. So why don't we just spend a moment thinking about Jesus? Why don't you in your head and in your heart say happy birthday to him? Why don't you say thank you to him? And why don't you say, I'm going to start living for you and enjoy the life to the full that you offer? Let's have a moment of silence and then I'll pray.
Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, happy birthday. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, thank you that you came into the world to tell us how to live. Thank you that we can have life to the full. Thank you that we can enjoy life now and forever with you as our King, with you as our boss. Thank you that that is good news. Please help us also to remember today and every day that you are the Saviour that we need. You are the one that came into the world to rescue us from our sins, to get us to death and through death. Please help us today to enjoy today, but above all to enjoy the fact that you came to give us the life and salvation that we need. Thank you very much. Amen.